Time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Good morning.
Good morning, CJ.
Oh, it's a beautiful day.
Lovely morning on the North Shore.
Indeed.
Well, I want to talk about choices today. Big or small. I mean, we have choices every day, like what I'm going to do next kind of thing or how I'm going to be. Mm-hmm. And we have the big ones, of course, how I'm going to spend my life. And there's a wonderful quote by J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter series. It's our choices that show what we truly are, far more than our abilities.
Hmm.
And I remembered last year I was doing interviews about what does it mean to live intentionally. And several people said to live intentionally, you need to notice and be conscious of your choices. So what choices do I make that make me miserable? What choices do I make that hold me back, keep me small, keep me from doing what my heart calls to do, those kinds of things? And it reminded me of a cartoon that I saw years ago of this person standing, holding on to prison bars. And they're holding on firmly to these prison bars, looking miserable. And to the right and to the left and behind them, there are no prison bars. They're just holding on. And you know, it's really obvious to all of us how our friends and family's choices. It's like, well, why do they keep doing that? You know, why do they keep making those choices? Why does she keep swooping in and saving everybody? Or why do they always sacrifice themselves? And it's so easy to see somebody else's because you're seeing around them that the prison isn't itself created. Yet when you're the one holding the bars, this is it. I can't. I just can't do anything different because. And one of the things that keeps the bars firmly in place, of course, is when you think somebody else has got to change.
Yes.
You know that one?
Yeah.
I've had those. Like, well, I would do differently if my boss was different, or I would be different if that person would pick up the slack. And yet, I'm still holding on to the bars. And I sort of blind myself to the choice. There's a wonderful quote by Stephen Covey, who wrote The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Until a person can say deeply and honestly, I am what I am today because of the choices I made yesterday, that person cannot say I choose otherwise. So part of what keeps the prison bars in place for many of us is when we look for the circumstances or other people to change. And not that we don't encounter unskillful or mean-spirited or difficult, horrible situations, and yet we still have some capacity how we respond to it. Some, whatever befalls us, we still can decide. I mean, look, Nelson Mandela and how he chose with his prison guards. He chose to deal with them as human beings and respectful. And they, you know, that there's a choice. That's in a very difficult situation. So what are the little small choices we have in our day-to-day that we don't see? So this week, what brought this really to mind, you know, again, you see it in your friends all the time, right? I'm with a couple old friends, and they're just talking about how they have no time. They're just so busy. It's no time. And I'm looking at that thinking, well, but you're overcommitting. You're right. You know, it's very easy for me. But you know what? That's my illness as well. I have a time issue that John Donahue quote about stress is a perverted relationship with time, that I would be perverted in his in his definition. And so I'm listening to my friends and I'm seeing, well, you know, I can see what choices they can make in the past, what choices they can make now. And yet I know for myself, when I really got aware that I had a perverted relationship with time, that there was never enough time, that I always overcommitted and I overdid, and I you know, somehow it filled me or made me feel okay about myself to stay really busy. I mean, I watched a wedding video of my daughter. Our daughter got married in our yard, so that brought out, you know, my shadow big time. And there's a wedding video of me walking around preparing. You know, the wedding's going to happen in a couple hours. I'm walking, leaning forward. I'm like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, walking around to get to the next thing, hunkering down. This gives massage therapists a lot of gratification when they work on me because I just, you know, hold it in and get tight and stressed. And then when I started to notice that I didn't actually, I mean, yes, okay, so I still have a propensity to overcommit and et cetera, but I don't have to get all tight about it. I don't have to make myself miserable. And this is where learning self-compassion comes in, because just because you notice doesn't mean you're going to change it. You got a well-worn path, so you got to be very compassionate with yourself. And yet, no, you can change it.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't give you hope.
Yeah, it does, actually.
You know,
it does.
And you've seen it in your friends, you know it in yourself. Yep. There's some things that used to always be the way you were, and they weren't serving you, and you can change it.
Mm-hmm.
But not fast. So there's that real painful, it's called consciously incompetent phase of change. There's the unconsciously incompetent, that's really blissful. And then there's the consciously incompetent, which is, ugh, I can't stand it, which is the way we often go into denial or don't want to do it anymore, look at it anymore. And then there's consciously competent. Think about learning to drive a car. You know, when you first started, there's a consciously, but you kept it on the road and stayed in your lane. And then eventually, with a lot of commitment, you get to the unconsciously competent. So I imagine.
And that's pretty blissful too.
It's pretty blissful too. And I can actually envision someday that, I'll go to a massage therapist and go, wow, your shoulders are so relaxed. I mean, I can kind of see that that's a possibility, but I have that other, those phases, the consciously incompetent and consciously incompetent phase and the conscious, getting more conscious about getting competent phase. So one of the things we need to be aware of is, what choices do I have today? How do I do this day? What choices are old habits that I don't have to do? Do I have a storyline of victim or martyr that I could maybe shift and change? Then just notice that. Notice the choices that aren't working for you. Be compassionate with yourself around it. And then choose wisely. There's a wonderful quote. This is an anonymous quote. Life is change. Growth is optional. Choose wisely.
Wow.
So what choices do I want to make today?
Thank you, Marcia.
Thank you.
All right.